Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Africa's mining sector has long been a key driver of economic growth, but without adequate infrastructure, the industry and the economies that depend on it really do face significant and, I imagine, growing limitation, from outdated transport networks to regulatory red tape and financing constraints. The infrastructure gap in mining communities continues to hold back Africa's full economic potential. It's an important issue, and I want to discuss challenges and explore solutions tonight. And I'm in conversation with Nomsa Mbere, who is a partner at the law firm Weber Wenzel, who specializes in mining infrastructure, regulatory framework, and financing mechanisms. So lots to talk about. Nomsa, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Maybe just for the uninitiated here, why is infrastructure such a critical factor in the success of Africa's mining sector?
Good evening. Lovely chatting to you. It is very critical because if you look at the current discourse, especially with the Transnet, if we don't get the product to market as quickly as possible and as cheap as possible, we are likely to have issues with the commodity price fluctuations affecting the profits negatively, because it then increases the cost of actually doing business in the mining sector.
Now, in South Africa, and I guess the rest of the continent, we know that infrastructure investment often falls short of what is needed. There's a constant lag behind the curve. What are the main barriers, do you think, to closing this gap?
A lot of the barriers are based on, first of all, the mines are very, very far from the actual coast where they can leave from there for exports. So, and they're located inland, and to try and get them from inland to the coast is going to require a lot of investment. And as we all know, that a lot of the African countries don't, there's a lot of, the revenues that they collect have to cater for a number of competing interests like education, health, and all that. So it becomes very difficult for them to then, you know, put a large amount of what they have in their GDP into very expensive infrastructural development.
So that's one side of the equation, but I would imagine that there are constant battles when it comes to legal and regulatory uncertainty. Policy sometimes is inconsistent. There is a lot of red tape, and that's always going to hinder infrastructure development, surely.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the infrastructure, first of all, that we have, it has been inherited from, call it, colonial times. So it's old infrastructure. And with the developments of the legislation right now in the new, like the renewable energies and all that, we've been lagging behind in trying to keep up with the requirements of the market, aligning some of these regulating to current requirements has not been as quickly as possible and as needed. And also some of the restrictions that we put in, looking at the renewable energy projects where, IPPs could only supply to businesses when there were lower megawatts. Now, with obviously the issues, the challenges that we've had, we've needed IPPs to give to supply mines directly. And that meant having to align the regulations or review the regulations to enable that to happen. And that has taken a bit of time to do so. So, yes, there's the legislation does lag behind.
So, Nomsa, let me test this argument on you. We know that mining companies in the past have helped develop infrastructure, but there are limitations in relying on private sector investment alone. But we hear all the time that PPPs are the optimal solution. But there are also key legal and regulatory challenges, I imagine, that make this increasingly difficult to implement.
Yes, there are. I mean, when you look at the PPPs, first of all, it's each jurisdiction will have its own legal requirement as to how far a PPP can participate in the infrastructure, not only from a procurement perspective, because then, you know, it becomes very onerous for the state-owned entity to procure into the private sector, because then you have to send out the RFPs and get, you know, your proposals in and the competitive bidding process. That takes quite a lot of money and a lot of legislation to actually get right, and all the evaluation and all that, that costs a lot of money as well. So some of the stringent, sometimes you've got your the regulations that are required for state-owned entities to govern their procurement processes that may be very onerous on the on the private sector. So we have to look at how to make it easier, but while at the same time we make sure that it is done properly with due process and so that there's no corruption that creeps in because of, you know, the red tape being so so immense. Yeah.
So let me finally just pick you up on that word easier. So looking ahead then, are there key reforms or strategies that you would recommend for governments and mining companies to make things easier, to improve infrastructure, and ultimately, I guess, create a globally competitive mining industry?
I think by setting targets, for instance, of regulatory, you know, if there's a regulatory hoop that one has to go over, then there should be a specific number of days as to when this, you know, when the state should provide to should approve whatever requirements that they need to approve, because then they then are held at a standard that at least and it's predictable, because a lot of it is non-predictability, and that leads to non-certainty as to when we're going to provide receive some of these approvals, and that can take out the time frame of actually implementing the transaction. So we need predictability, we need a certainty, and they can, you know, the state can actually do that by putting timelines as to when the turnaround times of some of these regulatory impediments are should be done by. Yeah.
And with that, I'm going to thank you for your time from Weber Wenzel. Nomsa Mbere, thank you very much indeed for talking to me.
Thank you very much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.